Good morning. It's good to see you today. We appreciate your presence and being able to be together to worship God is a blessing that we thank Him for. We're privileged to be a part of, and we hope that our conduct, our words and deeds this morning attribute to God the power and honor and glory He is due, and invite your attention to His Word as we are going to study in a moment from it. And I hope that that study will be useful to us as we meditate upon the power of God, the truth of God, the salvation of God and His Son, and our lives before Him now and eternally. If you're not a child of God this morning, have not been saved from your sins in the Son, then we urge you today to make that decision, to know that the decision to come to Christ and been drawn by the Father to Him, as Caleb just read for us in John chapter 6, that having that occur and to obtain from Him salvation is the most important decision and most important blessing of your life. And we urge you this morning to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. There can be no doubt that that is so, that there is abundant evidence and reason to believe and to know that He is the bread of life, who was with the Father and came from above, that we might be nourished in our souls, that we might be saved from our sins. Upon the basis of that faith, we urge you this morning to confess it, as Jesus instructs us, and to repent of our sins against God. That means to change our hearts, and that will change our lives. And then to be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, that His blood, His life, blood may wash your sins away, because He is the sacrifice God accepts for our sins. If you'll have that faith to obey Him and be baptized into Him, He'll wash away your sins and add you to His church. Might be faithful to Him from this day forward. That's our encouragement of you. That's what we want to assist you in this morning at the conclusion of our lesson. Could be that as a child of God, you know that there's sin in your life and you want to correct that in God's way, as God calls us to examine ourselves and repent of all sin. We want to help that in that way as well and encourage you to respond to God's call. And God is faithful and just, and He will forgive us our trespasses, every one, when we confess them to Him, when we repent of them before Him. So we want to help you toward that end, if that's your need this morning. It's our need, every one of us, to be daily examining ourselves and to daily put ourselves to the test by the Word of God and to live that truth in our lives. A full expression of love is that we will keep His commandments, not as a burdensome task, but as a delightful responsibility, as a joyful expression of the trust that we have in Him, of our reliance upon Him, and the hope that He has given us in the Son for an eternal life in heaven. I want us to study this morning from God's Word a subject that perhaps to many or most that we're familiar with, and yet it's important to remind ourselves of and to be equipped with to better understand it for ourselves, and as well, of course, encourage and teach others about. And that is that God speaks to us, how God speaks to us. We have in quotation mark our chart on our chart, God spoke to my heart, because that's a very common thing that we hear. If we talk to people about God and the will of God in their lives, it's not uncommon to hear folks say, God spoke to my heart. And we'll note some of that in a moment. But I do want to draw our attention back to John 6, because the question that we want to pose is, how do we hear God today? How do we listen to God? We'll find that the issue is not whether or not God speaks, but how are we listening? How is it that we listen to how God is speaking to us? How does God speak, and how do we listen? In John 6, you see some of them murmuring about Jesus, and they're complaining about Him, describing Himself as a bread of life that has come from heaven. And He said, we know this man. He's the son of Joseph. We know his father. So how does He say he came down from heaven? And Jesus challenges them on the point and says, no one can come to me unless the Father
who sent me draws him. So he accepts and proclaims, I have been sent by the Father. I came from heaven. But no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. You can't come to Jesus unless the Father draws you. Now what in the world does that mean? And how in the world does that happen? Because Jesus affirms it. Furthermore, he said, I'll raise him up at the last day. Well, he helps explain to us in 45 what that means and how that's accomplished. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, okay, he's going to make the application of the prophet. Isaiah 54:13 is his reference. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Now he said, no one can come to me unless the Father draws him to me. What that means, Jesus says, is you have to hear and learn from the Father. You have to be taught by God. Verse 45. If you're going to come to Jesus, you have to be taught by God. God has to teach you. You have to hear Him and learn from Him to come to me, Jesus said. So Jesus Himself affirms, you've got to listen to God. God is saying something to you, and you have to listen to Him. You have to be taught by Him in order to come to me. So that poses then the point, the question of the lesson, because it is commonly held that God speaks directly to people. Apart from the Scriptures, apart from the Bible, there are countless people who believe and will affirm that God speaks to them, or God has spoken to them in some direct way. Now, to illustrate what we're talking about, we've all heard the so-called faith healers who said, God spoke to my heart and told me about a sick child that's in the audience, or somebody's got a tumor on the brain. God told me. We've heard that. Those kind of references at times are made. Then again, there are those who say, well, I know I'm saved. God spoke to my heart and told me I'm saved. This warm assurance, this confident feeling, that this whispering to my heart, I just know I'm saved. And so they have convinced themselves God has spoken directly to them. Not by going to the Bible and comparing themselves to what God's Word says in the Scriptures, but no, God has directly spoken to them, affirming their salvation, they say. Some believe that God will speak directly to them in support of what they accept as present truth. You know, the Mormons believe that if you'll read the Book of Mormon with real intent, having faith in God and pray to Him, and in the power of the Holy Ghost, that God will manifest to you the truth of these things. In other words, they believe God will give you a personal revelation. God will speak directly to you that the Book of Mormon is true and Joseph Smith's a true prophet, and then you'll have a testimony. Personal revelation. But you know, there are some brethren who have swallowed that thinking. There are some brethren who are now willing to affirm that they believe God has spoken directly to them, not by giving new revelation, but in some manner or method affirming what God has already revealed. And God spoke to me. I believe there's a fundamental confusion going on. We're to have God's law written in our hearts, and when we know the truth and recall the truth at particular moments in our lives, it could well be said God speaks to us, but not apart from revelation, not apart from the Bible, but in conscious application and consideration of that Word, of what we know is true. But that's really not what some are advocating these days. Some brethren have suggested in pretty emphatic terms recently, publicly, God spoke to me. The Comforter assured me with a message from God. That, brethren, is dangerous. That, brethren, is not what the Bible teaches. Well, more on that in a moment perhaps, but I want us to again remind ourselves what the issue is and what it's not. There is no doubt that God speaks to us. Jesus said, we have to hear from the Father. We have to learn from the Father. We have to be taught by the Father to come to Him. So there's no doubt that God is communicating to us. Hebrews 1:2, God has spoken to us in these last days by His Son. God has spoken. That's not the issue. The issue is, how does He speak to you and me? How does He do that? We are taught in Hebrews 12:25, see that you do not refuse Him who speaks. God speaks, and we must not refuse Him in our lives. Now, how does He do that? Does He give you some internal message, that some direct line of communication? How does He do this? Well, Jesus said He does it by teaching us. They'll all be taught by God. Hearing and learning from God, we come to Jesus. How do we listen to His voice? Jesus said, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We're supposed to be sitting and waiting for a message to come directly to us from God. He would go on in verse 18 to say, take heed how you hear. Suggesting that our heart is involved in this process of hearing from God. So, how does God speak to us, and how are we to listen to His voice? What does the Scripture say? You know, in Romans 4 and 3, when the apostle wanted to drive home a point of truth, he said, What do the Scriptures say? We've got to go to the Scriptures for our answer. Not to our emotions, not to our experiences, not to traditionalism, not to a church creed or a catechism, not to the wisdom of men. We've got to go to the Scriptures. And why is that? Because Scripture is given by inspiration of God. They are breathed out by God. They're from God. So that the Apostle Peter said, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God, as the words of God. Where will we find the words of God? In inspired Scriptures. And so we'll go there to get an answer. How does God speak to us? How does God speak to my heart and your heart? How does He communicate? How do we listen to Him so that we can hear Him and be taught by Him and be able to come to Jesus, who is the bread of life, whom we must have if we're going to have eternal life? See, it's all about getting to Jesus. It's all about getting to His salvation, this business of how God speaks. So this is not some mere intellectual exercise. This is fundamental to how sinners are saved, how we are taught by God to come to His Son to be redeemed from our sins, and then to live in holiness before Him, to live in fellowship with Him, to be sustained by Him. Matthew 22 is beginning to answer this question. Let us see that Jesus said that we hear the voice of God by listening to the Scriptures of God. We hear the voice of God by listening to the Scriptures that come from God. Matthew 22, verses 31 and 32, Jesus said, concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Now, the point that we take from this is Jesus said, haven't you read what God spoke to you? Well, Jesus said, when you read the Scriptures, you're reading what God spoke to you. His reference is to Exodus chapter 3, when on the mountain in the wilderness at Horeb, Mount Sinai area, that the burning bush that Moses went to see, why it was burning and not being consumed, God spoke to him And we read about that in Scripture when God said to him, I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, verse 15. So when God spoke to Moses, but now Jesus said to the people of His day, haven't you read what was spoken to you by God? God spoke it to Moses, but it was recorded by God's inspiration, one of the five books of Moses, in Exodus. And now when they read Exodus, Jesus said it was God speaking to you. How does God speak to you? Jesus said it was when you read the Scriptures. God is speaking to you. Haven't you read what God spoke to you? You see that point? It's not a hard point. It's exactly what Jesus said. God was speaking to the readers when Moses was read. So, if a person wanted to listen to the voice of God in the day of Jesus, he said, he was to read Moses. He was to hear Moses. Well, the message is the same today from Moses that it was in Jesus' day. So if we want to hear what God's voice was concerning Moses and concerning the things that Moses had to say, we read Moses. And when we do that, we're listening to God. When you read Genesis, or you read Leviticus, or you read any of the other inspired Scriptures, but now we're just talking about Moses. You read the first five books of Moses, God speaking. You see, that's why we put such emphasis upon the Bible. Because it is God speaking to us. When we read it, it is the voice of God. And when people today discount the Bible, do you not see what that is? It is discounting the very Word, the very voice of God. People would rather assume God has sent them some direct internal message rather than read what God has actually spoken. The devil wants that, of course. And too often we yield to that. Don't give me too much Bible. Not enough God. Heard things like that. Too much Bible. Too much Bible thumping. It's like that's a bad thing to go to the Bible and let God speak. Why is that? Because they don't really respect the Bible as the Word of God. But Jesus did. Jesus said, haven't you read what was spoken to you by God? And He quoted Exodus 3. The Scripture. You want to listen to God? Jesus said, if you want to hear God, then listen to the reading of His Word. Let's go to Luke 16:29. Luke, the 16th chapter in the 29th verse, Jesus told the occasion of a rich man and Lazarus. The rich man who fared sumptuously, Lazarus the beggar full of sores, they both died. Lazarus was taken by the angels to Abraham's bosom of comfort, peace, and rest. The rich man found himself in torments. In the course of his exchange with Abraham, it says in verse 29, Abraham said to him, because he wanted to send Lazarus back to his five brothers to warn them about this place so they wouldn't come to this place of torment. He said, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Now, the point here is that Moses, and he said they're to hear Moses. Moses wrote of Christ. So in John 5th chapter, Jesus says, Moses wrote of me. Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. But if you believed Moses, you would have believed me. You would believe me because he wrote about me, for he wrote of me. So Moses wrote about Jesus. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Now remember, Jesus said in chapter 6, the Father will teach you. When you'll hear and learn from him, you'll come to me. Now he's saying, if you believe Moses, you'd believe me. So by hearing Moses, learning Moses, you'll come to the Son. So now, in Luke 16:23, he said, they have Moses and the prophets.
Let them hear them. Let them listen to them.
The voices of the prophets were to be heard and could be heard when the Scriptures were read. The prophets were God's spokesmen. They spoke the Word of God to the people.
Deuteronomy 7, 1 and 2, definition of a prophet.
So, by reading the prophets, we hear the voice of God. We hear the Word of God. That's the point. In Acts 13:27,
the Apostle Paul would say, for those who dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know Him, nor even the voices of the prophets, which were read every Sabbath, have fulfilled them by condemning Him.
So the way that he says, when you hear the prophets, you do that by reading the Scriptures. So of course, the prophets spoke God's Word. So when you read the Scriptures, by hearing the prophets, you hear the Word of God.
Acts 3:24. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days.
So the prophets, the voices of the prophets, are contained in the Scriptures.
So if a person wanted to listen to the voices of God's prophets, the Old Testament prophets particularly here,
he had to read them. Read Isaiah, read Jeremiah, read the prophets of God. Read Moses, they spoke of Jesus. And when you read the prophets, you learn from God, because they spoke the Word of God, and you're able to come to Jesus. Not by some miraculous direct revelation from heaven, some particularly personal revelation to you about Jesus. No, a revelation that is the voice of God's prophets that's contained in the Scriptures.
Listen to the prophets, and you'll be able to learn of the Christ and come to Him for life, for eternal life.
Well, now let's go a little further. The Holy Spirit speaks through the Scriptures. God's prophets spoke through the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit speaks through the Scriptures. In Hebrews 10th chapter, 15 through 17, we find that the Holy Spirit spoke of Christ's redemptive work by means of the Scriptures.
In Hebrews 10, Jeremiah the prophet is quoted. Jeremiah, he says, but the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, or testifies to us. For after He had said before, right, the Holy Spirit had said, and he quotes Jeremiah 31:33. This is the covenant that I will make with them after these days, says the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then the Holy Spirit also adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.
So here is the Holy Spirit speaking about the new covenant, about Christ's redemptive work through the prophet Jeremiah.
Okay? The Holy Spirit was speaking through the Scriptures of the prophets. See it again in Acts 1st chapter, in verse 16. After the ascension of Jesus into heaven, and the apostles and the disciples of Christ are mentioned here, about 120 of them, Peter stood up and said, men and brethren, this Scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. So there was a Scripture that needed to be fulfilled. And the Holy Spirit is the one who spoke that Scripture. And He spoke it by the mouth of David. So that's why we count the Scriptures that men actually penned as not being theirs, but God's. That's exactly what the Apostle Peter affirmed. What they wrote is from God. And in this particular point, he goes on to verse 20 and, to show what he's talking about. For it is written in the book of the Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate and let no one live in it. So the Psalms were written by the Holy Spirit through David. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is speaking through the Scriptures. If a person wants to listen to the Holy Spirit about Christ, what does he have to do? He has to read, or he has to listen, he has to hear the Scriptures spoken by the Holy Spirit. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:20-21 says, they didn't speak on their own. If they did, they were false prophets. in 1 Corinthians 2 and 13. Paul affirms this point. These things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. The Holy Spirit directed them what to speak, what to teach. He taught them the words to use. The Holy Spirit speaks through the Scriptures so that people can learn about Christ, come to Christ, be saved in Christ, and live for Christ. God has spoken to us by His Son. Okay. Now, what we've seen so far is God has spoken through the reading of Scriptures, Matthew 22. He speaks through the mouth of His prophets, who may be read. The Holy Spirit, who is God, also speaks through the Scriptures. But now, note with me that God has spoken to us in these last days by His Son. Matthew 17:5, the voice of the majestic Father, majestic glory said in the cloud, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him." So the question becomes for us, how do we hear Jesus? Do we wait for a direct manifestation within our heart that God spoke to my heart? How is it that we hear Jesus? And if you're already ahead of me, you know it's going to be in a way similar that people used to hear Moses and hear the Holy Spirit through David and through the prophets. But let's see particularly how God has arranged this. We hear Christ by hearing God's Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If we're going to believe, we've got to let God's Word establish the faith. Faith comes. It's produced by the Word of God. Tyler made the point Wednesday night. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is a conviction that rests upon evidence, things not seen, but things that are clearly convincing. We have not seen God. Why should we believe in God? Because of the evidences of His power and presence and glory. Romans 1 and 20, as other verses affirm. So, faith is produced, Romans 10, 17 says, by a word. By a word that comes from God. Well, the prophet's word was God's word. The Holy Spirit, through David, gave a word, and they were to listen to that. But now Jesus has given a word. Where is that word to be found? So that we can listen to God speaking to us, so we can come to Christ and be saved. Because you see, to have faith unto eternal life, we've got to listen to, believe, and keep Christ's word. Look at this before we go on. John 8. In John 8 and 43, Jesus said, "Why do you not understand my speech? Because you're not able to listen to my word." Their heart wasn't right. But he goes on and presses forward in 45 to say, "Because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear because you are not of God." Now, in the context of our study this morning, remember Jesus says, if we hear God, we hear God by hearing God's words, He said. He who is of God hears God's words. How do we hear God's words? Reading Scripture, Matthew 22, 31, 32. How do we hear the Son? Let's find out. And by the way, verse 51. "Most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Hear God. Hear the words of God. Hear the words of Jesus. Keep them and never see death. Jesus says, "My words are the words of God." If you're going to have life and avoid spiritual death and eternal death, you got to keep my words. We got to listen to His words. God speaking. Words are communication. God speaking. They're God's words. They're the Son's words to us. Some direct message or in a word, in an inspired word
that's for us all. Well, that's what we're going to see, isn't it? How do we listen to Christ? How does God speak to our hearts by His Son? How does He do that? Well, by hearing the apostles that He sent into the world. That's how we do that. In John 13, in verse 20, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me." So we've got to receive the one who sent Jesus. But to do that, we have to receive Jesus. But to do that, we have to receive the one Jesus sent. The ones Jesus sent are the apostles. That's what the word means. The one sent. They have been sent with the gospel into the world. John 20, 21. "So Jesus said to them again," the apostles, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." The Father sent Jesus into the world with a word. Words of eternal life. John 12, 49 and 50. And He spoke them so we could hear them, so we could believe them, receive Him, and have eternal life. You want to listen to God today? You want to hear Jesus today? He's saying in His Scriptures, "Listen to the ones that I sent." The reason we can do that and ought to have confidence in doing that is because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to them, to the apostles, so that they had the message worth listening to. They had a message that we had to listen to if we're going to be saved. Look what the Holy Spirit did for the apostles. In John 14, 25 and 26, He would teach them all things and bring to their remembrance all that I've said to you. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to the apostles, the helper, a comforter. That's the promise in John 14, was to send the Holy Spirit to the apostles. And He said, "He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Jesus didn't say all things to me or to you, but He did to His apostles. He taught them for over 3 years. And He says, "Now I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you so that you will have a remembrance of those things." So why? So they could teach others. So they could preach the gospel to the whole world. See, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to the apostles to bear testimony of Christ. Chapter 15:26 of John. When the Helper comes, the Comforter, the Paraclete, that is the Holy Spirit, "whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you've been with me from the beginning." The apostles had the promise of the Holy Spirit. I wasn't with Jesus from the beginning. You weren't with Jesus from the beginning. So don't go to that passage and affirm that God's sending you the Comforter to do the things that He's promised He'd do to the apostles. It was a promise to them, not to me and you. You and I have the responsibility of listening to what those apostles said. Because when we listen to them, we're hearing Jesus. And when we're hearing Jesus, we're hearing the one who sent Him, the Father. And isn't that what this is about? Listening to God? Because God speaks to us in these last days by His Son. That's how we speak here. That's how we listen to Jesus. How we listen to God is by listening to the ones Jesus sent. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit to accomplish this work for our benefit. Look, in John 16, 12 through 15, the Spirit was sent to the apostles to guide them into all truth. So I have many things to say to you now, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak from Himself, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said that He will take of Mine and declare it to you. When God said, "This is My Son in whom I am well pleased, hear you Him, hear Him." He could say that because everything that Jesus had belonged to the Father. And now the Holy Spirit was going to take all those things and give them to the apostles, so they could teach it. So with that word, they could convict the world. And it would be the work of the Spirit doing that convicting of the world. Verse 8. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Holy Spirit, inspired word of the apostles, is the word of Jesus, sent by the Spirit of God from heaven itself to convict me and you and the whole world of sin, and that we need a Savior. To teach us of righteousness, how we can be forgiven and be upright before God, and to assure us there will be judgment from God of our lives. And so we need to listen to God by listening to Jesus, by listening to the word of the apostles that the Holy Spirit gave them that came from God. That's how we listen to God today. The apostle would later say, we have the mind of Christ in the words of the apostles. That was his point in 1 Corinthians 2:16, after assuring that the message of the apostles was that was inspired by the Spirit of God, revealed to them by the Spirit of God, confirmed by miracles that attended their preaching. He said, we have the mind of Christ. This is why we listen to the apostolic word today. We have the mind of, that they have the mind of Christ, and we want to know what Christ's mind is, what His will is for us, that we may live in harmony with it, that we may conform our will to His will, our mind to His mind, and so walk with God now and live with Him eternally. The verse says, who has known the mind of the Lord that He may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We don't teach God, but God has spoken to us in His Son through the apostles. As verse 10 said, God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. If you want to know the things that God has revealed, we have to go to the apostles of Jesus. They have spoken the mind of Christ. They spoke the Word of God. In Acts 13, 44 through 49 is just one of a number of illustrations we could give. I want to reinforce with you there just very briefly. Look, when Paul was preaching along with Barnabas in the city of Antioch, it said that the next Sabbath day almost the whole city came together to hear the Word of God. Now Luke says what Paul and Barnabas was preaching was the Word of God. Luke wrote the book of Acts. They came together to hear the Word of God. You want to hear God's Word? You want to hear God speak? Listen to the preaching of the Gospel that came from the Apostles. Verse 46, Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said it was necessary that the Word of God should be spoken to you first. So we've spoken the Word of God to you. Verse 47, for the Lord has commanded us, I've sent you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the Word of the Lord. When we listen to the apostolic preaching, what they taught, we're hearing the Word of the Lord. We've got to listen to that. When we listen to them, we're listening to the Lord. And the Word of the Lord was spread throughout all the region, verse 49. You want to hear God? You want God to speak to you? Then go to the apostles' words. That's how God talks to you. Do you really want God to speak to you? Do you really want to know His message? Do you really want to hear His voice? If you do, thanks be to God, you have a way. It's the Scriptures. God's talking to you in the apostolic teaching. Paul said, the things that I write are the commandments of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 14:37. They spoke them and they wrote them for our benefit. When we will receive the writings of the apostles, we are hearing and receiving Jesus. Remember He said, whoever receives the one that I sent receives me. John 13:20. We'll receive the apostolic words and writings, we're receiving Jesus. But to do that means we're receiving the Holy Spirit who gave them that Word which came from the Father. So you really want God in your life. You want to listen to God. you want to follow His Word, you've got to go to the Apostolic Scriptures now, to their teachings. Because we're here Jesus today, not Moses. Well, Moses spoke from God, but he's not the authority today. Jesus is. Jesus said, all authority is going to be given to me. So the authoritative message is the apostles of Jesus Christ. That is to save us and sustain us unto eternity. By hearing His apostles, we hear Jesus. That's the way God speaks to our hearts, by means of the inspired Scriptures. And so, in summary, we've got to hear and learn from God if we're going to be saved. And then that's where we began. Jesus said that no one can come to me unless the Father that sent me draws him. It's written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God. God has to teach you. You've got to hear from God. You've got to learn from God. And what we've seen in this study is the way we listen to God is to listen to His Scriptures spoken by the Holy Spirit, given to the apostles of Jesus to go preach that message and write that message down for the whole world. Inspired Scripture. Inspired writings that have been breathed forth by God, because it's God's Word, God's message to you and to me and to the whole world. And so we're taught, take heed how you hear. But He also said, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. That point is simply being, do you want to listen to God? Then listen. He who has an ear to hear, are you ready to listen? Are you ready to listen to God? Not men, not traditions, not creeds, not emotions, not experiences. Just go to the Word. You know, isn't it interesting? We can go to a newspaper and read it and know what it says. We can go to a book, a novel. We can read it and know what it says. We can go to a legal document and at least the lawyer says he knows what it says. So we get to the Bible and people say, you can't really know what it says. I deny that. I deny that with all the vigor that I have. You can understand what God says. It is God's Word. God has not left you to thrash about and to wonder and doubt. You can know. Question is your heart ready to listen? And that's up to you. That's up to you. To decide to have a heart that's ready to listen to God. Because when your heart is ready to listen to God, God's got a message for you. The message is in the Scriptures. The message is that Jesus is the Son of God. That He died for the sins of the world. That means He died for you. So that you could go to heaven. So that you could live in fellowship with God now. And you could have eternal life. That you could be sustained now and eternally by the bread of life that came down from heaven. Are you ready to listen? I hope you are, because you see, we're also taught to see that you do not refuse Him who speaks. Don't refuse Him. Prepare your heart to listen to His Word and then believe His Word and then obey His Word and be saved from your sins and live with Him now and forevermore. Become a Christian and be faithful to the Lord. We want to help you in both respects. To call the gospel is to come. Won't you do that? God is drawing. God is calling. He wants to draw you to the Son. Won't you do that? Father, stand and sing.
I will ever love.